first of the New South Wales venues we'll take a look at today is Murwillumbah. Joining us on the line to preview the legs of the quaddy, Howard Walter. Howard, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Good four today at Murwillumbah. We get the quaddy underway with a maiden over 1,100 metres, race number four. Scratchings here are 5 and 6. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, Stuck With You at $3. Ready to Party, $3.10. Bascendi, $3.10. And Shy Boss at $5. Only four the punters want here.
Yeah, that's understandable. I'm going to go with the roughest of the four, number three. This is my heart over my head, really. Number three, Shy Boy. It's a 13-start maiden, Brendan, but placed on 8 occasions and placed all 4 times when at Murwillumbah. Probably going to get the 1-1 sit here, so to speak, and I thought was as good a chance as any, so it's $5.50. I'll put it in ahead of number one, Bascendi. First up, no trial, good barrier. Number two, Ready to Party. Just a run first up. The blinkers go on today. Matthew Dunn, home track advantage. And then number four, the stablemate, Stuck With You, which has drawn the outside of the 8 runners. So that's why I've left it in as fourth pick. 3, 1, 2, and 4.
3, 1, 2, 4, first leg. Second leg's a 58 over 1,010. 1 and 11 come out here. Annie Ethel, $3.50. Ace Play, $4.20. Sakoshi at $4.40, Astrophysics at $6, and Tumut River 7.
Yeah, I like number three, Ace Play, in an even race. It's had 3 starts for the Michael Costa stable and last start winner at Toowoomba. Second up, and when it ran 6, there's been a couple of subsequent winners, Osei Can and Global Citizen. So I think the form around Ace Play for this sort of field is good enough, and it maps very nicely. There's 3 leaders in the race. I think Bettenlooker can just place this horse somewhere, 4th, 5th, or 6th, and have last crack at them. It's up to the horse then. Number 4, Astrophysics, 2 starts this time in, 2nd then 1st. One of the 3 leaders drawn best of those. Then number 10, I thought there's a couple of roughies here, Brennan. It's that sort of race where I think it could be a blanket finish. So I'm going to suggest 10 Our Boy Ben and 9 Seduction. They're both well drawn. They'll camp off the lead, but again, in the front half of the field. And sometimes at Murwillumbah, horses just poke through at the finish there, and it could be either of those at decent odds. 3, 4, 10, and 9.
3, 4, 10, and 9. Race number 6, a benchmark 66 over 1,200 metres. 1 and 8 of the scratchings here. Single Blonde, $1.70. Axala at $5. See It Through, $5. Bassanite, 10 cents. Sierra at 11.
An impressive winner, Single Blonde, when the filly was having her first start for Matthew Dunn. That was back on the 11th of May. She was a $1.16 favourite that day due to lack of opposition, but I'm not surprised she's odds on again. She probably goes straight to the front from barrier one. At worst, would be box seating third. Looks very hard to beat. 5, See It Through. We'll go forward. Can settle in the first 3, get its chance. Number 2, Sancier on the quick backup from Casino. It's one horse that could be running on, and number 3, Gunazar, is the other on pacer in the race, should get his chance from a good barrier, but I like the win of Single Blonde. I see no reason to tip against her. 6, 5, 2, and 3.
6, 5, 2, 3, race 6, race number 7, a class 1 over 1,200, withdrawals 5, 7, 12, and 13. Astralis at $1.60. Miss Whittington at $5. Macchina Volante at $6.50. Nice Retort at $9. First Sight Best of the Rest, 18.
And number 1, Astralis, another filly now with Matthew Dunn. First start for him, went to Coffs Harbour. Won by almost 7 lengths, super impressive. He was talking filly right up afterwards, and look, I don't think it's a stretch to say she'll win at least a midweek race in Brisbane, if not better. So the barrier's probably getting you over the odds here. If anything, she just should be too good for them. Number 4, Miss Whittington, horse is fit and well. Looks the best chance to run 2nd, otherwise 2, Machina Volante, first up, no trial, good barrier. And number 8, Come Alive, had excuses first up, draws better here today, claim comes in under the minimum, but whatever beats Astralis should be winning. That's why she's odds on. 1, 4, 2, and 8.
1, 4, 2, 8 in the last at Murwillumbah. Best value quaddy and play, please, Howard.
Well, I think the best is race 6, number 6, Single Blonde. I think the best value, go back to race 2, number 2, Real Time Warrior. 5 horses bowling over 2,000 metres, and he is the only pace in the race. He's fit as a 3 from a spell, so he looks to be a bit of value. So far as the quaddie goes, first leg 1, 2, 3. Second leg's the key to it. Hope to get a split here, 3, 4, 9, and 10, because then I just think you take the two shorties and cross your fingers. Third leg 6, final leg 1. And look, play of the day, I'm going to go back to race number five it is, and suggest Box Quinella 3, 4, 9, and 10, because I do think either 9 or 10 could just squeeze their way into that finish. And that's
three, four, nine, and ten. Box them up, and hope the roughies can lob. Best of luck today, Howard.
Good on you, Brendan. All the best.